Portfolio Construction Forum presents me, Graham Rich, August 2016.
The long and short of it. You know, don't you reckon it's intriguing that a challenge that we all face is this paradox between thinking about the long term, that's part of our society, and yet having this constant challenge about thinking about the now, the here, everything that's happening today. That's the challenge of the long and short of it. But I guess one of the questions is, what exactly is long? Is it 5 years? Is it 7 years? Actually, when we look at young Sebastian, isn't it more like 70 years that we should be thinking? Maybe 100 years? And yet, Sebastian's growing up in a world where there is more stuff going on immediately, challenging us to think about right now. Challenging us to think about high-frequency trading, social media, 24/7 news cycle. All the stuff that keeps us with this friction between the long term and the short term. That's what the long and short of it is about, and that's what this program is about. That's why little Sebastian is a challenge to all of us to say he's not just here as a prop. He's here to say to us, what do we really think about when it comes to the long term? Is investing for the long term increasingly irrelevant? That's not saying let's think about the long term is irrelevant, but it's saying maybe investing for the long term is increasingly irrelevant. What about this intergenerational equity issue? That's what Sebastian is here to represent at the beginning. And hi to Sebastian's mum who's watching, and hi to Sebastian's dad who's through there. They're the parents of this little boy, this cool little kid, who's challenging us to think about the long term. Let's pause for half a second. So, during the course of this 2 days of program, we're going to deal with the five knowledge domains. Philosophy, what's your view on intergenerational equity and some other social issues? What's your view on socially responsible investing, impact investing? What's your view on aspects around your core philosophy, arguably this being one of the fundamental moral issues for us to think about? What about markets? What about your view on investment markets? How do you think about investment markets when it comes to long-term and short-term? And investment strategies, how do you come to put together investment portfolios in the context of the long and short of it? And then finally, how do you communicate your conviction about the long and the short-term view? How do you do that? So as we enter into this program for the next couple of days, I'd like to say a big thank you to Sebastian Cook. Please welcome Sebastian and welcome you. So then, this program is designed to facilitate debate around investment markets, investment strategies, and investment solutions. They are the three core pillars we identify as contributing to quality portfolio construction. And out of this debate for these 2 days, the long and the short of it, and this challenge, is it increasingly irrelevant in the world we're in today? To contribute, we've created a backgrounder. And I'm not sure how many of you have downloaded it. A few pages. I'd encourage you to read this. not because it's a seminal piece, not because it's the end word, but because it's the beginning. It's like a portal into an array of content. There are 70 citations in this paper. And we'd encourage you to absorb this as the starting point. And then to experience this next couple of days, whether you're with us live, whether you're with us and welcome, if you're part of one of our live sites, whether you're with us online, welcome. So to take this background and take this next 2 days of content as a contribution to your thinking, not as a set of answers, but as a set of challenges, as a set of high conviction propositions, declarative statements, the long and the short of it. And through the course, there'll be 50 expert insights. So your job is to take the expert insights and determine, do you agree primarily? Do you disagree primarily? And perhaps most importantly, is your intention to dig in further? Do you have a documented investment philosophy? Because the essence, I'm going to come back to in a minute or two, the essence of this whole thesis is that you know what you believe about the balance between long-term and short-term and those various issues I sought to introduce at the outset. So, let's show you the results from this. No? Yes. Part of our encouragement will be to think through the value of that. Let's go to our next question. Join the debate. This is exactly the same question as you will find online. For those of you online now, you can go in and see. Here's this question. The concept of long-term investing is increasingly irrelevant. That's the central thesis of this next 2 days. What's your view? And you can see how your perspectives are changing as you load them in. Let's see the results of where we're up to. There we go. The concept of long-term investing is increasingly irrelevant. There's your view. And the group of you who think you're going to continue to investigate this further. So we've talked about expert insights, number 4 in this list. We've talked about your opportunity to investigate further, number 5 in this list. Now let's talk about your philosophy. In effect, our purpose in many respects over these 2 days to facilitate debate is through challenging your beliefs. We don't shy back from that. Challenging your portfolio construction beliefs. So the point of documenting your philosophy is so that, in fact, you have clarity around, well, this is what I believe and this is what I don't, so therefore I can judge the content that we're working on for these 2 days against that framework. So let's think about not just your beliefs as they are today, but moving back to what are the foundations that you hold dear. What are your core values? What are the principles that underpin how you think? So back at the beginning, there's a core set of beliefs we start with. And in effect, that frames up the whole set of things that allow you to construct quality portfolios. There's an interaction between your personal beliefs and then the beliefs that frame up your portfolio construction perspectives and all of the other business practice perspectives you have, and your policy and process. And that's what creates the legacy that ultimately you will leave. So I've mentioned that we have in the range of 50 insights going to be delivered over these 2 days, 30 from this stage and 20 from our due diligence forum stages. Through this program, there'll be around 12 or so insights delivered by video that have been specially prepared for this program. This program is going to be a little different to the programs we've run in the past. This program is going to be a little different because the faculty, the 50 insights, are a mixture of people in the business of managing other people's money, as well as those who are practicing portfolio construction. They're not in the business side. And I make no apologies for involving people who are in the business side, unusually for our programs, because a fundamental issue is, what is the future of businesses that manage other people's money? There's a question. And part of that question is, why do we do all this stuff? Why do we do what we do? What is our purpose in this space of, let's call it widely, wealth management and investment management? Whatever piece you play in that jigsaw puzzle, why do we do it? If we don't have clarity around our purpose, then our ability to establish a philosophy is fraught with not just danger, but an impossible challenge. I'd like to suggest that a narrow purpose, not a perhaps fundamental purpose, but a narrow purpose is pillars for building better quality investor portfolios. That's what this program is looking to deliver.